Hey everybody, it's me, Dawn, aka the Interactive Nanny, coming to you guys live and in living color from Interactive Nanny's world, where love and play are interacting. I know it's been a minute, guys. But I'm not going to get into details. I mean, a few weeks ago, I was sick, maybe about a month or so ago, you guys, I think I told you guys that I had been really under the weather. And so I'm still in, I guess, recover mode, so to speak, and sort of trying to get things back together. But nevertheless, I was supposed to do the podcast Sunday, and life has just been going crazy. So hence, this is why I'm here this evening. But yet and still, we're getting a podcast. We're getting an episode today. So we're coming to you guys with a story time for, well, the littles as well as the older littles. But I just say everybody can enjoy it. So just gather around whichever age group of littles you have. Or if you're getting ready to put them down to bed, this will be the perfect opportunity to cut on up the episode. And let's listen in. This is going to be a little story time. And I actually have some new books, so I am truly excited. Y'all know how I am when I get new books. I love, love, love to share new books with y'all. So we're getting two new books tonight, and the first one is entitled "Hey, You're Not the Easter Bunny." Sunday is Resurrection Sunday, right? But "Hey, You're Not the Easter Bunny," and the author is Ethan T. Berlin, and it's illustrated by John Joven. "Hey, You're Not the Easter Bunny." "Excuse me, Ostrich, I could really use your help. There's a kid in that backyard waiting for an Easter egg hunt. Sadly, I just ran out of eggs. Could you pretend to pee me while I hop back to Easter Egg Island? It would be a dream come true." "Thank you. And please don't let her know that you're not really the Easter Bunny. She'll never know. She'll never doubt me for a second." "Easter Bunny? Is that you?" "Yes, I am the Easter Bunny. You can tell I'm the Easter Bunny because of my really long neck. I thought the Easter Bunny had really long ears." "Right. A lot of people think that. But it's a long neck because it helps me hide Easter candy in hard to reach places." "You brought me candy? What? Oh, sure. Here you go." "Thanks. But I'm not gonna eat a worm." "Okay, you're lost. Yummy in my Easter Bunny tummy." "I thought the Easter Bunny brought eggs." "Oh, get you an egg. Ta-da! This is a chocolate egg? I was gonna call him Frank, but you can call him Chocolate."
"Mama! Mama!"
"Hey, you're not the Easter Bunny. Look at this spectacular hopping, boing, boing. I'm sorry, you're not the Easter Bunny. The Easter Bunny doesn't have a really long neck. The Easter Bunny does not use a trampoline to hop. And the Easter Bunny does not give out baby ostriches named Frank. You're not the Easter Bunny." "Of course I am. I say exactly what the Easter Bunny says. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Easter." "That's Santa." "Oh, right, kidding. Well, I brought you a pot full of gold that I found under a rainbow. That's a leprechaun. Oops. Well, here's some money. Give me all your teeth. That's the tooth fairy. And she only takes teeth that have already fallen out. Fine. Okay, you got me. I'm not the Easter Bunny. I'm an ostrich. And I was just helping the Easter Bunny because I had to go back to the Easter Egg Island and get you the world's biggest Easter egg. Whoa! Thanks, Easter Bunny. You're welcome. Could you really use your neck to help me hide eggs? You bet. And that's the end of the story. And that was, hey, not the Easter Bunny. I thought that was really cute. This is a brand new book. I actually got it from a book fair at my Honey Baby's school. I was really excited. So I figured I would just get something for the holiday season that we're coming up on. Okay. So the second book is actually, I found out, is actually in a series. And y'all know I love, love, love series children's books. So this is a series, you may remember if you listened and shared the episode. It was maybe about 6 to 8 weeks ago, give or take. I read a book entitled The Proudest Blue. Well, at the book fair, I found another book in the series, and it's about the little sister, and it's entitled The Kindest Red, a story of hijab and friendship from the creators of the bestseller The Proudest Blue. So we're getting ready to get the little sister story, and it's by the author is by Olympic medalist Ibtihad Muhammad, God, I hope I am not messing up these names, and S.K. Ali, and the art is by Hatem Ali. Anyway, this is The Kindest Red. Here we go. Mama holds up the dress, my sister Asiya's dress. Before that, Mama's dress. Now it's mine. I hug it close. I've been waiting so long to wear it. Asiya does my hair just like Mama taught her. She says, almost done, Faiza. Just like Mama. I get to slide the sparkliest pin into Asiya's hijab to hug it tight. Mama takes our picture day picture before waving goodbye. My kind, beautiful girls, remember you are strong and smart. You can do and be anything. At school, my friend Sophie twirls in a dress with big red roses and the biggest red sash. I twirl to show her we match. We march into class together. So cute, y'all. Y'all gotta get this book. Today is a special day. It's time to think about what kind of world we want to live in, Ms. Ramirez says. What kind of world do you want? She writes all of our answers on the board. Ice cream world, sunny world, happy world, healthy world, funny world, fair world, sweet world, unicorn world. It's going to be such a good day. I'm sorry, such a good word. My bad, guys. Miss Ramirez asks each of us to draw the world we want and give it a name. Everyone around me picks up their colored pencils. I see Sophie drawing superheroes, lightning bolts, and flowers. Mama would say, draw a beautiful world. Asiya would say, draw a strong world. What do I want? a kind world. A world where there's always a friend nearby. A world of friends helping one another. Okay, class, it's break time, Miss Maria Ramirez says. Are you ready to make your wishes for the world to come true? When we get outside, I link my arm with Sophie's. Let's make the world kinder, I say. With our superpowers, Sophie says, we look for ways to grow a kind-powered world. That's cute. They combined it. Molly wants someone to bounce a ball with. Andre wants to play with London, so we look for her. Jada wants to play tag, so we chase each other. It's going to be such a good world. At lunchtime, our class keeps using our powers to make the best world. I run to Asiya to make her day even better, and I ask her, is there anything I can help you with? She smiles and gives me and Sophie and Jada a turn with her basketball. We feel even more powerful after that. Pariah needs help putting a plaster on her hand. Sophie needs her sash tied into a big bow. Mateo needs help with his bow tie. Sophie needs her sash tied into a big bow again. Violet and Felix need to stop fighting over the skipping rope, so they decide to take turns. When it's time to line up, Sophie needs her sash tied into a big bow again. Mateo and I help. Our class picture is full of big smiles. Later, Asiya comes to pick me up from my classroom. Sophie's brother and Pariah's sisters come to pick them up too. It's sibling picture time. Me and Asiya all by ourselves. We join the queue. Molly is wearing the same shirt as her siblings. Andre has the same tie as his brother. Pariah is wearing jeans like her sisters. Sophie's brother even has a vest covered with roses. Seeing them makes me happy and sad, because Asiya and I don't match at all. When Sophie sees my face, she asks, are you okay? Jada asks, do you need help? I tell them. Jada says something to Sophie, and Sophie nods and pulls her sash so hard it's big bow falls. She pulls it out of the loops, and Jada spreads it out, and it's big and wide and strong, just like Asiya's hijab. It's the most beautiful picture day ever, just like Mama wanted. I want a kind world, a world where kindness passes from one to another, like Mama passing on her dress, like Asiya doing my hair, like our class passing power to each other, like Jada passing on an idea, and Sophie passing her sash, like me passing on this story. And that's the end of the story. All right. So that was the kindest read, and I think there are actually other coordinating books. It, you know, more books in the series. So soon as I can find them, I'm going to get some more of that series books out of that series, because I really like it. But again, this is Star, aka the Interactive Nanny. I'm coming to you guys from Interactive Nanny's World, where love and play are interacting. But before I go, I do want to mention that a few weeks ago, I did mention to you guys about a new product that I had tried called Magic Mind, and how great it was, and how much I loved it, and how it helped me as far as my focus and energy. And it's really healthy. It helped me to retain my thoughts, and sort of it gave me more energy to go on and function without being jittery, like an energy drink or something like that, or like some of those 5-hour shots or whatnot. And so anyway, if you are interested in trying the Magic Mind, you can go on the website, and if you, for your first order, if you use my code interactive90, you will get 20% off. So just try it, see how you like it. I'm telling you, once you try, you're gonna really fall in love, and then you can get you more if you choose to. But if you use my code for your first order, interactive90, you will get a 20% discount. So go order you some Magic Mind today so that you can be all ready to go tomorrow. Until then, this is Dawn, aka the Interactive Nanny, coming to you guys from Interactive Nanny's World, and we're signing off. And I will actually be back Sunday for another episode so I can sort of get back on track. But until Sunday, hope you guys have a blessed rest of the week. Sunday is Resurrection Sunday, so enjoy the rest of your holiday week. A lot of us that are working, especially like teachers and things like that, are off Friday, so you'll have a three-day weekend. Some people are off Monday as well, so you might, if you have both, then that's actually a four-day weekend. But anyway, enjoy your holiday. I'll come back to you guys on Sunday with more. But until then, have a blessed, safe rest of the week. Enjoy yourselves. Be safe. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.